We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 48th chapter. The Navi is describing how Hashem will take Babylon to task over their destroying the Beit HaMikdash. We discussed yesterday this idea that the Beit HaMikdash is the establishment of the world. The world gets its establishment with the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is specifically built in the 25th of Kislev, 3 months into the creation of the world, right? The world's created in the 25th of Elul. 3 months later, the world is established. Now it has a Beit HaMikdash, 3 months later on the calendar. We discussed the idea yesterday of 7 days of creation and the 8th day being the Mishkan, bringing creation to its maturation with a connection between earth and heaven. The idea of the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash. And so when the nations destroy the Beit HaMikdash, that is considered one of the worst things they can do. It's not just about Hashem had a temple, like Hashem had a shul. No, one of the goals of creation is to reach that point of a Beit HaMikdash, to reach that extraordinary connection. That's the focal point of the song of Az Yashir. The Jews are leaving Egypt. They should talk about being free men. They should talk about the wonderful aspects of freedom. What do they talk about? The focal point is, Nevei Kodshecha, we want to build you a temple, Hashem. We want to connect to you. That's our goal. Our goal is that connection. So when nations destroy the Beit HaMikdash, that is one of the major points against them. To the point where it says, even Avraham Avinu, when he tried to speak on behalf of Esav, when Hashem told him he's going to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, so Avraham said, never mind. Avraham and Yitzchak both said, once they heard he's destroying the Beit HaMikdash, they said, that I can't protect him. If so, then I'm not standing up for him. So now the Navi is describing how Hashem will take the Babylonians to task over their destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And the way Hashem will take them down is through the Persian Mede Empire. The Navi continues in what they call the 48th chapter, the 14th pasuk. He kavitzu hu lechem ushmahu. All of you should gather and listen what I'm about to tell you. Mivareim higidetele. Who among my servants can say what I'm about to say? Adonai Ahivo. Hashem loves him. Who can say Hashem loves him? Yaseh Chifzo Bivavil Uzro Kasdim. Who's going to do God's will to take down Babylon? Who will be Hashem's representative in force to take down the Kasdim? Those are the two nations, Bavel and Kasdim, that united to bring down the Beit HaMikdash. Ani, Ani. Hashem says, it is only I, Dibarti Afkerativ, who have said and called upon the leaders of Persia to lead the attack against Babylon. Haviotiv Vitzli Achdarko. I brought him to Babylon and I ensured his success. As we discussed, that when the Persian Mede Empire attacked Babylon, they lost. They had lost so badly that the Babylonians called for a special celebration. It seemed like the war was over. The Babylonians had won. Until the writing appeared on the wall, and Hashem said, Mene, mene, tekelu parsin, that the counting of Babylon leads to the conclusion that they're supposed to be destroyed by the Persians. The Persians get word of the writing on the wall, and so they attack. The Babylonians see the writing of the wall, they assassinate their own king, Belshazzar. And so in one night, where the Babylonians were celebrating their victory against the Persian Medes, that night Hashem says, not so fast, and so the Persian Medes attack and win. Says Hashem, I'm the one who's telling you in advance. The Navi Yeshaya did not even see the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. Yeshaya is saying, I'm telling you in advance, I'm calling upon the nation to come and succeed in their attack against Babylon. Kirvu Elai Shim Uzot. The Navi says, come close. Everyone gather around. I want to tell you the following. Lo Merosh Baseter Dibarti. What I said originally, I didn't keep it hidden. I said in advance that when the Assyrian Empire would come to take down Jerusalem, they would fall. Lo meirosh baseter dibarti. I didn't keep my prophecy in seclusion initially. From the time I decreed that the Assyrians would fall, I was there already, says the Navi Yeshaya, prophesizing that this would happen. No one believed him. The masses would not believe Yeshaya, and that's why the masses sided with Shevna, and they rebelled against the kingdom of Chizkiyahu, and they said, there's no way we're going to win. The Assyrian Empire that took down all the northern 10 tribes, decimated Israel. There's nothing growing. They conquered northern Africa. They are the massive, massive empire of that era, and they show up and surround Jerusalem. So the logical conclusion of the people in Jerusalem is, it's over. There's no way we're going out. Yeshaya says, it's not over. There's going to be a miracle. You're going to win. No one believes him. I shouldn't say no one believes him, but the masses don't believe him. And they lead a rebellion against the words of the Navi. They lead a rebellion to take down Chizkiyahu, the king, and give Jerusalem into the hands of the Assyrians. Only Hashem quashes the rebellion. When the leaders, Shevna and his men, go out of Jerusalem, so the gates clang shut and no one can open them. They're stuck. They can't open the gates. Shevna finds himself outside. His men are inside. And the Assyrians say, you promised us, you're bringing us the masses of the people. Where are they? Oh, you don't understand. Shevna tries to defend himself. I was in the process of doing it. Everyone values me as the leader. I have more people in my camp than Chizkiyahu has in his camp. And all the excuses don't hold water. They torture him to death. That's the end of Shevna's rebellion. But the Navi says, I didn't say it privately. I told you in advance, very publicly, that the Assyrian Empire would fall. Ve'ata Adonai Elohim Shelachani Veruho. Hashem has sent me with this message. Hashem has sent me Veruho, with his spirit. Hashem has enlightened me as to what's going to happen to the Babylonian Empire. I said it about the Assyrians. I said it then. I'm saying it now. Ko amar Adonai, goalcha kedosh Israel. So says Hashem, who is your ultimate redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Ani Adonai Elohecha melamedcha lehoil. Hashem says, I am teaching you so that things will work out for you. Madrichecha bederech teilech. I'm guiding you what path you should take. Lu hikshavta lemitzvotai. If only you'd listen to my mitzvos, says Hashem. Vayhi chanahar shelomecha vetzidkatcha kegalei hayam. Your peace would be like the river. Hashem says, if only you'd listen. I've given you the formula to succeed in life. If only you'd listen, you'd have peace like the river. Our sages say there are three types of dreams that represent peace. A pot on a fire, birds in a flock flying together, and a river flowing. So the Gra has a beautiful interpretation. The Gra says there are three types of peace. There's a peace of the fire cooking on water, the pot of fire. Water and fire can't be together, but if you have a pot in between, the pot holds the water, the fire can boil the water, and you have peace between the fire and the water. The fire is not evaporating the water, the water is not extinguishing the fire. That's one type of peace. There's peace when there's something between us. Second type of peace is a group of birds flying together. They're united, they're all headed in the same direction, so that's a second type of peace. The third type of peace is a stream flowing. When the stream flows, it's one body of water flowing. That's the ultimate type of peace. So this concept is, there's a book about it down below in the English library. It's called The Birds, the Kettle, and the River, or The River, the Kettle, and the Birds, something like that. And it's a book about how to build peace in the home. Chazal bring this pasuk. This pasuk is what teaches me that one form of peace is the river. And that's the ultimate form of peace, according to the Gra's interpretation. And that's what the pasuk says. Lo ikshavta lemitzvotai. Hashem says, if you'd only listen to the mitzvos, you'd have the ultimate peace, a peace of true unity, the peace of a river flowing together as one body. Yes?
In terms of those rivers, that river is the murky water is considered as peace?
Water flowing. It doesn't say which type of water. Water flowing in a river. Vayhi chachol zarecha. Your children would multiply like the sand. V'tzetzai meyecha kimotav. And your descendants would be like the Kim Otav is like the Me'aim, like the innards of the sea. Just like the innards, the depths of the sea have plenty and plenty of fish. So Tzetzai Me'echa, this is a play on words. Tzetzai Me'echa, those that are produced from within you, will be Kim Otav, like what's within the sea. What's within the sea? Plenty of fish. So that's the idea that we would multiply. And Navi's using poetic form. What comes out of you will be like what's in it, what's in the sea. Lo yikaret velo yishamed shemo milefanai. Even if you don't listen to my mitzvos, Hashem says, I will not allow the extinction of the Jewish people. Hashem says, if you would listen, things would go well. But whatever happens, your name will not be extinct from before me. I would have explained the pasuk differently. This is one interpretation of the commentaries. So we're up to Pasuk Chaf.
God was the promise to Abraham.
Right. So that's why the commentaries interpret it the way I said. But I think that you could have interpreted it as those who observe the mitzvos won't be annihilated. And then it's a double-edged sword.
That's individual. Their descendants, because the rest seemingly are history of Shom, and then the often getting lost.
Right. That's how I would have interpreted it. That if you don't want you, if you want to be part of that continuum of the Jewish people, so then that's luik shavta lemitzvotai. If you listen to my mitzvos, then you're going to be a part of those that continue holding the banner of the Jewish people. That's how I would have interpreted the pasuk, but I don't see that in the commentaries. Yeah.
Is